honest, our best and most diverse herb gardens generally occur during the milder times of the year. Between October and May, we have a lot of herbs that love to grow here during the cool season. The intense heat of summer takes its toll on many of our favorite culinary herbs, such as thyme, parsley, dill, cilantro, chives, lavender, and French tarragon, to name a few. But there are heat-loving herbs that can be planted now for production all through the summer. Now, the herbs that like milder weather that you may have in your garden now, such as parsley, should have been producing well over the past few months. These herbs are best planted in the fall or late winter, and by now they should have produced large, productive plants. Since they are heat sensitive and production is going to drop on these as the weather gets hotter, feel free to harvest these herbs generously now. You might even want to preserve some of these herbs by drying or freezing. Now, when drying herbs, harvest the stems long enough to easily tie them together, or you can also lay individual leaves or sprigs on a baking sheet lined with paper towels. If you're bundling them up, bundle them together with rubber bands and hang the bundles in an area where they're going to get good air circulation. This is going to be indoors in a room that has a ceiling fan going. If you have baking sheets with herbs laid out on those, same thing. Put them in a room with a ceiling fan going indoors where the humidity is going to be low and they're going to dry out well. Avoid using a warm oven or microwave to speed up the drying process. You'll read about doing this sometimes, but the heat makes the flavorful oils in the herbs volatilize and they're lost. So if you put heat on these herbs to dry them faster, it makes them less flavorful. If you want to freeze your herbs, that really preserves that freshest flavor. Rinse them and blot them dry. Take any leaves off of any woody stems that the herbs might have, and then finally chop the herbs before you freeze them. Place the chopped herbs in a freezer bag and spread them thin. I like to spread them to about a half of an inch thickness, and that makes it easy to break off pieces of the herbs to use in cooking. Be sure to label the bag with the name and the date, and frozen herbs will stay fresh for about 6 to 7 months. Now, if you're looking to plant herbs this time of the year, you really can't go wrong with basil. Now, this is by far the most popular herb we grow here in Baton Rouge in the summertime. It thrives during our hot, humid summer temperatures, and it asks for nothing more than a nice sunny spot in the garden, average garden soil that drains pretty well, and to be watered occasionally during dry weather. Beyond that, there are many different kinds of basils. When you go to the nursery, notice there are many, many different kinds. You always want to get some sweet basil. That's the basil that we typically use in cooking. That's the one that we typically use the most, but there are lemon basils and cinnamon basils and all different kinds of basils with completely different flavors. You can plant a whole garden in different kinds of basils and have a good time harvesting those. And speaking of harvesting, don't forget when you harvest your herbs, don't cut them back too much. We normally take about a third of the foliage at the time. So if you can be harvesting your basil, harvest about a third of the foliage. You could be able to make a nice batch of pesto out of a harvesting off of a nice large herb plant. There are also some herbs that love the heat you can plant this time of the year besides basil, and they include Mexican tarragon, which I love. It has a wonderful tarragon flavor. There's sweet Annie that's used for its wonderful fragrant foliage. You can also plant lemongrass, lemon balms, mints, and rosemary. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on Your Garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.